All right. Wow. Well, everyone, welcome. Let's jump in. I want to start with a quick about me, jump into a high-level overview, or jump into a demo of the project, do a high-level overview of how it all works together, and I'll wrap up with some quick lessons learned. All right. As you might have noticed from the title slide, I'm an engineer at Apple in platform architecture. I've worked on a pretty wide variety of projects, but some you might know me from are SwiftPlated Examples, a blog post I published about a year ago, SwiftMatter Examples, a WWDC session from the previous summer that I worked on with Kuba, and Swift Embedded Examples, a repo I helped maintain. Now, Swift Embedded Examples is a collection of small demo projects to get you started on your favorite microcontroller. Now, this is a range of devices, but the primary goal of this repo is to get you into Swift, and you can take it from there. So this will be things like blinking an LED or talking over UART, or in the most complex cases, controlling a NeoPixel LED strip. And so this doesn't really constitute a real product, and so that's what I'm here to announce. I'm announcing a new addition to Swift Embedded Examples, which is a full product you could build in Embedded Swift. So without further ado, let's take a look. So this is Harmony. It's a Bluetooth speaker and Ferrofluid music visualizer. On the left and right, there are stereo speakers. On the front, there are some human input controls, like play pause buttons and a volume knob. And dead center, there's a Ferrofluid. So Ferrofluid is an iron liquid that reacts to magnets. So right behind the Ferrofluid is an electromagnet. So I'm going to connect to Harmony and play some music. Since it's Bluetooth, you can control volume straight from your phone or on the knob. And as the beat hits, you can see the Ferrofluid react. All right. That'll just go on. So I'll cut it off there. All right, so let's take a look at how it all works. I'm going to focus on the firmware of Harmony, and not the electrical and mechanical parts. At the bottom of Harmony is the Pico SDK. This provides a whole bunch of functionality, but one critical piece are the hardware APIs hardware API abstractions it provides. So this allows us to control things like GPIO pins, I2C blocks, and PIOs. On top of these abstractions, I built an audio driver that can speak I2S, an LED controller that can control the NeoPixel strip on the front, and callbacks for the various human input controls. The Pico SDK also provides a Bluetooth stack. So on top of that, I implemented handlers for the various Bluetooth packets and wrapped one of the audio decoders in a nice Swift API. Additionally, bridging these two halves together, I used the CMSys DSP APIs to create an audio analyzer. All of this together forms the Harmony firmware. Now I want to dig into how the audio data flows through Harmony as it's playing music. Now, it all starts when a controller, a phone or a Mac, connects to Harmony over Bluetooth. Once the controller starts playing audio, Harmony receives encoded audio data which it stores in a ring buffer. Once that ring buffer reaches some threshold value, Harmony begins decoding the compressed data into uncompressed PCM audio. The uncompressed data is chunked into frames of 256 stereo samples and sent over to the audio analyzer to handle. The analyzer performs an FFT in real time to determine how much low-frequency content is in that frame, and it, based on some threshold value, chooses whether or not to power the electromagnet. The frame and this bit of data are then passed to the audio driver to control the hardware. The audio driver takes the raw audio data, sends it out as I2S to a digital-to-analog converter, whose signal is then amplified and played out the speakers. And that single bit we had earlier goes through a different analog amplification circuit and controls the electromagnet. All right, there's way more details about how this all works together, so if you're interested, please grab me after the talk, and I'm happy to answer any questions. Okay. I wanted to wrap up with some quick lessons learned. The first is to find great mentors. While I was building this project, The first 50% of the work turned out to be working on firmware. The next 50% was mechanical design. And then there was another 50% that was electrical design. And then at the end, I didn't even know this was going to happen, there was another 50% that was chemistry. The point here is that I could not have done this alone, and I relied on the insight from great mentors to guide me through the process and help me uncover the bits I didn't know. So I'd like to do a shout out right now to Kuba, Mihir, and Kevin for helping me put this together. All right. The next lesson learned was to start with something that works. When I started this project, I wanted to start with an empty Swift file and be like, yeah, I made the thing from scratch. That was a terrible idea. I quickly realized the scope was very large and I was solving problems I didn't really care about. So the actual solution I ended up following was finding some example C code of how to control the Raspberry Pi's Bluetooth stack, building on top of it and molding it into the project you see today. So the takeaway here is building from nothing, like going from zero to one, is really difficult and often has you focusing on problems that aren't important to you. Find a good starting point that allows you to solve the problems you care about and ignore the other things. All right, so that was a really quick overview of Harmony. All of the resources needed to build Harmony yourself are available either right now or very shortly on Swift embedded examples. This includes the embedded Swift firmware, the bill of materials, and shortly, the electrical schematics and 3D models. And please check out Swift Embedded Examples if you want to build one of your own, and I'm excited to see what you guys do with it. Thank you.